For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri's education agency is strongly encouraging teachers and older students to wear masks when school resumes next month, but the agency won't mandate them. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on guidance issued yesterday.
The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education says masks are important, but likely won't be worn correctly by young children. DESE recommends schools require teachers to wear masks and consider them for older students. Its guidance says masks should be encouraged when all students ride the bus, and bus windows should be kept open if weather allows. Resuming in-person school is important for parents to be able to go back to work and prevent learning gaps. Up to a third of Missouri children weren't able to complete online learning in the spring. But teachers are worried. A survey by the Missouri State Teachers Association found 57% of educators are concerned about catching the coronavirus in school. I'm Ryan Delaney.
Missouri is once again reporting its highest daily increase in confirmed coronavirus cases. State Health Department data show another 795 cases were reported yesterday. That brings the total confirmed cases of the virus in the state to 25,999. The record for new cases reported in a single day was broken last Tuesday, when 773 cases of coronavirus were reported. Another 5 deaths have been reported as well, bringing the total number of coronavirus-related fatalities in the state to just over 1,050. Governor Mike Parson announced yesterday that Missouri will use $125 million in federal coronavirus relief funds for higher education and job training. St. Louis Public Radio's Statehouse reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more on how the money will be spent.
$80 million of that funding will go to public colleges and universities across Missouri to help them get students back to campus in the fall. Higher Education Commissioner Zora Mulligan says it needs to be used to make public spaces safe for students and faculty.
We know that we need PPE. We know that we need to modify our physical spaces. We know that we need testing capability. We know that we need resources to comply with local health orders.
An additional $10 million will go to colleges and universities to help expand remote learning. There will also be roughly $10 million for job training, helping those who have lost their jobs due to the virus and to train people for high-demand positions. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
With 2020 shaping to be an especially violent year in one of the nation's most violent cities, St. Louis leaders are considering a new tool to fight crime, surveillance planes, even as opponents worry about the further militarization of police and privacy issues. St. Louis has spent millions on anti-crime efforts over the years with little success. Alderman Tom Oldenburg's proposal calls for contracting with a company called Persistent Surveillance Systems, which initially developed its system to aid the military in Iraq. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.